All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I'm your co-host, Mark Comar.
I'm Keem. How are you guys doing?
And guys, like we told you, we are here in beautiful Medellin, Colombia. We tried to capture the background. You know, a lot of times people say people be capping when they be talking about they somewhere right now.
Yeah, not today. Not today.
Right. This is facts. All right. So we want to talk to you guys today, though, about intentionality. Okay. And making sure you set your intentions properly. What does that mean? That means making sure whatever your desires or dreams, whatever they might be, whether they be big, grandiose, or whether there's daily activities that you need to accomplish, you set your intentionality to make sure you do it and do it in a way where you get what you need from it and you deliver to whatever it is you're trying to do, deliver the best of yourself to that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you see here, he and I being here talking to you guys and here in beautiful Medellin at this beautiful restaurant, this was intentional.
Very.
This Very. Platform that we're talking to you on is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be done, right? It can be had, but you have to be disciplined. I know Joaquin has some thoughts he wants to share with you guys as well, but just know things can be achieved, attained, obtained, and reached, but you have to be very clear and concise about how you want to go about it. I know you want to bring me some ideas.
Yeah, when I think of intentionality, a couple of things pop up in my mind. The main thing is, we all watch sports, right? Or at least used to. The main thing that I think about is when Tom Brady was at New England for the time that he was at New England. I mean, talking about, you know, intentionality and just being able to, you know, prepare himself. Coming from the University of Michigan and not getting too much playing time to, you know, stepping in the NFL and becoming the man. And he wasn't necessarily, you know, the most athletic. You know, he wasn't the fastest at all by any means, barely ever ran the ball, right? But for him to just be able to, like, study the game the way that he did and come to each and every single game with a game plan,
yeah.
Know exactly what the defense is doing.
That part, coming to the game with a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good point that you're bringing up there. Mm-hmm. And you're right. He is one of the, I mean, the GOAT football, he is.
Mm-hmm.
But, and no matter if you hate him or like him, the fact still remains he is a champion. And he positioned himself well. But that preparing yourself, coming to the game plan with the plan. I think in life, a lot of times, people let life keep smacking them in the face and they don't set up a plan
yep.
for themselves, right?
Yep.
They're not intentional about how they want to now start to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
They think, well, just mm-hmm. because I'm getting tired of it, you know, or I'm sick and tired of it, then it'll just, you know, clear itself up. And it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You have to position yourself with a strategy
yep.
within the strategy,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. You got to, and especially those times where something happens that you don't expect to happen.
Which is all the time.
All the time. So when those things happen and you don't have that initial plan, it kind of just throws you, you know, completely off track. So it's good to have something that you can follow so that, you know, even if something does, you know, come unexpected, then you at least have some guidelines of where you can get back to,
right.
Or you can at least like adjust, you know, so you're just not out here in no man's land.
Right. And I mean, that's a very good point, because life is always going to kick you and beat you. Even when you think you have a plan, it's going to still knock you off. But like he's saying, and this is the thing you got to understand, just because we have the plan doesn't mean it's always going to be 100%.
Right.
Most of the time, it's actually like, what, the 20-80 rule? Right. Like, it's going to be 20% of what you want, right? But you like you said, you can go back to something that gives you some kind of solace, some kind of foundation, some kind of, you know, stoicism within the chaos at hand,
yep.
right? And so that's why we're very big with, we start off talking about intentionality, being intentional about being clear about what it is you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few years ago, it used to be the big thing, that, you know, the vision boards.
Remember? Yep. Those still work.
They do. And again, the whole premise is being able to be clear about what you intentionally want to bring about in your life, whether it's a yacht, you know, whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, a bucket list of being in Bali, Indonesia, being in Colombia, whatever might be right, mm-hmm. or making $2 million, you know, in 6 months, whatever it might be.
Yep.
The whole thing is so you can manifest it because you're being very clear to the universe. You're not being nebulous in what you're trying to bring about, mm-hmm. right? So, but again, all that is intentionality.
Right.
And we have a section that's in our course for you guys that we're building out. In our first few modules, we're talking about, again, rebuilding and fortifying you as an individual.
Yeah.
Because like Joaquin is saying, so many of us, you know, we get knocked down and we don't know necessarily where we want to or how you can rebound,
mm-hmm.
right? Like mm-hmm. we said before, everybody has a plan, they get punched in the face, right?
Exactly.
Mike Tyson, life is going to punch you. It's going to kick you. It's going to drop kick you. It's going to jump off the top ring and knock you out. You know what I'm saying? But if you're intentional about knowing that you will get through it and you know how you have an idea of how you want to approach the circumstances at hand, then you'll be okay. And we teach you how to do this in the course. Our first, 8 or 9 modules are talking about you, the individual, your structure of your days, how you wake up in the morning, how you go to bed at night, how you get your rest, you know, how you allow your melatonin levels to rise naturally, how you allow your serotonin levels to, you know, to balance out so you can go to sleep and get into your REM sleep.
Right.
All of this helps you allow the body to center itself so you can wake up the next day and you can be intentional correctly without the, you know, lethargic.
Right.
You know, trying to go back to sleep, you know, because all that plays a part. Would you agree?
Big time. And to just to go back, because I had a thought, to go back to, you know, being punched in the face and whatnot. So my only plan for when I came here to come visit was to use my Spanish, like when I'm talking to people, to get a crap ton of content out with Mark, and then just have fun, right? But before I came here, like all the way to come here, I got kind of sick, like super sick, right?
Yeah, you did.
But, you know, my plan is still my plan. I'm still using my Spanish.
Yeah.
And we're still, you know, pushing out as much content as we can. And like, and that's not changing, right? So even though I lost my voice a bit, you know, got a little bit of a sinus infection, I came here to do what I want to do, and I'm getting it done. So, you know, I'm getting back to what I planned on doing. And it's, you know, I'm not 100% healthy right now, but I'm doing what I wanted to do, so I'm happy.
Real life example. Yeah. That's it. I mean, you know, you have a 10-day, you know, excursion to get out, and you know you want to make it the best, but then all of a sudden you get sick, right? And then, I mean, we all this is life. But like he said, he's sticking true and staying true to his plan. I've seen him use his Spanish, not great, but
you know, it's like.
But is
once you get here and you're here and you kind of get excited and you kind of like lose like. Things that you've learned, but people will help you up. So
yeah. No, I'm only teasing. He's doing a great job. We both are from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, so never, you know, did we necessarily when we were younger know that we could do this.
Never thought about it.
Yeah, but over the years, as we've gotten wiser and we've learned a little bit more, we could see that it's possible. Mm-hmm. Then we start setting the intention.
Yep.
And now, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Like I have my younger cousin not only be in business with me, but be out here in another part of the world and, you know, enjoy ourselves, but still getting things done. Like we went to the gym earlier today, got a great workout in, you know, even with him being a little under the weather, he's been, you know, up getting about doing what he has to do, making sure we stay true to, like you said, getting this content out to you guys. But again, intentionality helps you when, you know, you get sick or things go a little awry. He's an example of this. He's sticking true to what he says he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And It allows life to be, you know, fulfilled in such a way that it's not about the money. It's not about the material shit. I know you guys see us sitting here, you know, with the wine glasses and sitting with the background, but it's not about this so much. It's about this and us being able to share this with you because we don't know where you might be viewing this. You know what I'm saying? You might be in Wisconsin, you know, in a one bedroom apartment and wanting to get out here. We're letting you know you can do it. You know, it's possible. You might be in, you know, Maine and, you know, a $500,000 house, you know, wanting to get out and travel, but you're strapped because of all, you know, that you're over leveraged, right? It's okay. You know, here at Higher Power Tech, we're here to talk real life and again, get back to building you as a holistic person through your career in technology, true enough, but more importantly, by creating the proper workflows, the proper intentionality for you to be the best that you can be, right? So, but yeah, man, it's been a beautiful thing. I'm glad that my cousin's here. I'm glad that we're able to build this platform for you guys. This is only one of many more stops along the way.
Many.
Yeah. And we'll show you guys. We'll always make sure we show you so that we, again, because we don't want you guys to think we rented a studio somewhere.
Right.
Trying to have these elaborate backgrounds. No, this is not a green screen, you know, so, and you can hear that too, that it's not, yeah, right. So, but yeah, be intentional, guys. Be intentional. And again, and I will finish my part and I'll let you close out.
Yep.
Being intentional also does not necessarily mean that everything is going to work out exactly as you have planned. Matter of fact, most times it's still not going to do that. What it's going to do, though, is going to allow you to be at peace with whatever the outcome is of whatever it is you're trying to, you know, go after or be a part of or do in your life, okay? You want to be at peace. It's just like he brought up the analogy about Tom Brady. athletes, we have to see it in real time, the real pros, the real excellent ones show, look, I'm going to give you my, I may not win, but at least I give my all and I can rest easy knowing that I gave everything that I had.
Yeah.
Because they were intentional and they planned accordingly. So therefore they can give everything without the ebb and flow and the worry of, oh, I should have did this. And the athletes that we do know who, you know, try to hang on too long or, you know, they don't matriculate. They don't age well in life. Right. You call it right. They don't age well in life. It's because again, they didn't have the right intentionality set to where you can be at peace with whatever the outcome is. And that's what we want you to be more focused on. Not so much the obtainment of the success, quote unquote success, right? It is still beautiful. Yeah, he got here, but he's sick. You know, it'd be nice if he was here but not sick, right? Right. Coughing in my face the whole time. But he's still here and that's the beauty of it. And we can appreciate it to its fullest because he's here and he's giving what he can give, right? Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't take away from matter of facts, it makes the moment even better. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. And what I'm going to leave you guys with is from time to time, I like to switch up like who I'm listening to as far as like speaker, Tony Robbins, whoever. But what I really like about Eric Thomas, one thing that he said is that execution is worshiped. So, you know, you can say whatever you want to say. You can have something written down on paper or whatever, right? But like, unless you actually execute on what you're talking about, that's going to make the biggest difference. So, you know, whatever you got planned, actually go through with it. That right there is the character builder.
Facts. Love it. All right. Well, tell them what they can go be.
Be great, guys.
All right. We'll catch you with y'all. Thank y'all.